How is vaccine safety determined prior to vaccine use? Unlike drugs, which are given to ill people for cure, vaccines are given to healthy people to prevent disease. Thus, vaccines usually require higher proof of safety than therapeutic drugs before being used. Vaccine development undergoes a rigorous set of carefully implemented scientific and ethical processes and procedures to ensure safety and efficacy of the vaccine before they're given to a large number of people. As a first step, vaccine safety and immunogenicity, that's the ability of the vaccine to produce an immune response, are assessed in preclinical studies, and this could be done using animal models or tissue cultures. If preclinical studies are successful, both in terms of the safety and immunogenicity, then clinical studies with humans are conducted. At every stage, the data of the studies and trials are assessed by government regulators to give permission to move to the next stage. And following the successful completion of phase one, two, and three trials, the information on the vaccine safety and efficacy from these trials is then assessed by government regulators, who are independent from the researchers who conducted the trials or the vaccine manufacturers. Often, non-governmental experts also review the data. After careful review of the data and approval by the regulators, the vaccines can be used in that country. Vaccine safety still continues to be monitored once the vaccines are approved through passive and active surveillance. This is to ensure that possible risks of very rare side effects associated with the vaccine are identified. And COVID-19 vaccine development follows these standards, even if the vaccines are being developed rapidly. As for all new vaccines, great care and attention will be paid to the vaccine safety.